Kelly, thanks for joining us. And so a lot of people that we're running into are confused somewhat about what has happened to their tax returns this year. What can you tell us?
Yes, we've processed probably 200 tax returns this year, and the majority of them are down. What many of the clients aren't considering is that their withholding out of their weekly paycheck was also reduced. So they're seeing more of their dollars in their paycheck rather than at a refund at the end of the year.
And that actually works out. Although they might be used to getting a bigger refund each year, this is their money.
That's correct. The thing that I'm seeing is if you combine the two, in other words, if you compare what's being withheld out of their checks compared to what they're getting back at the end of the year, there's just really, for most of our clients, there's just not really a big difference. You know, we may be talking $200, $300 per year net difference. Of course, it all depends on their income and their specific situation.
And certainly, some people actually may end up paying. Have you encountered many of those filers?
Fortunately, yes. Yes, we have. We've got quite a few that were in a, you know, if they were in a small refund position last year, the changes have actually, you know, forced them to pay this year. I think very few people actually went back and adjusted their withholding when the tax tables changed, largely because that happens transparently. You really didn't know that it was happening. For a single person, just to use round numbers, it went from $6,000 to $12,000. For a married couple, it went from $12,000 to $24,000. What was not publicized largely was the fact that all the personal exemptions were taken away. So let's say a family of five, two parents and three kids, they were getting $20,000 in exemptions, and then they were getting $12,000 for their standard deduction, so $32,000. Now they're getting $24,000 for their standard deduction and zero for the exemptions. So the other side of that is their child tax credit per child went up from $1,000 to $2,000. They're in a worse position now than they were before. So the people that are really getting hurt by this are people who itemized before, so they really didn't get any benefit from the increased standard deduction, and then they lost their personal exemptions. And if you add to that, if it's a single person with no kids, they really got hit. You know, their tax table changed a little bit, their tax rate went down, but those people are just not doing very well this year.
Could folks be looking at an even bigger surprise if they don't make any changes going forward?
Potentially, yes. I would encourage anybody to get into their HR department and check their withholding, make adjustments to their withholding. And, you know, we never, Jerry, encourage people to plan for a big refund at the end of the year because, in essence, you've loaned your money to the government, right? So at the same time, we don't want people to pay. So if they just adjust the withholding to try to break even, that's what we encourage our clients to do, just try to break even at the end of the year. And then, you know, think about that, though. A lot of these people were very encouraged to get more in their weekly paychecks. When they adjust their withholding, that amount goes back away or reduces.
The people's dependency or expectations when it comes to their yearly refund, you say, hey, great, I'm going to get a lump sum somewhere between maybe the beginning of February and May or whenever. Do you think people really need to adjust their thinking on this and not perhaps use it as they have in the past, but to come up with other ways to add value to their own money?
Right. I've noticed in the younger side of our client base, you know, they really look forward to that refund. They look forward to it like a bonus, and they're just not grasping that it's your own money coming back to you. But I can understand that. You know, if you're raising a family and you're in a position you struggle a little bit, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year you get enough to take a small vacation or help pay off some bills or whatever. I think it's going to be difficult to change that mindset, to be honest. So it's not been a very easy year so far.
And this could take a couple of tax seasons to shake itself out.
Yes. You know, the tax laws have not had such a dramatic change in so many years that it takes a complete different mindset, not only from the worker, the individual taxpayer, but also the CPAs and the tax preparers that are out there. You have to get your head around the new plans and, you know, what some new strategies can be for your clients.
Kelly Gibson with CPA Dayton. Thanks so much for your time and the information today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.